This is MSO News Sports Now, joined now by Sarah Welch from Beverly High School, the female Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner for the month of February. And Sarah, congratulations on winning the award.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's great talking with you. Now, we're going to get right to, we'll jump to the end kind of first here. You've got, you've received early acceptance admittance to Brown University, so congratulations on that. And tell us what you plan to study at Brown.
I plan on going a pre-health route and studying pre-dental.
To be a dentist?
Yes, I think so. Or orthodontist. Not sure yet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, the I understand that, again, we're sometimes doing this in the reverse order when we talk to the student athletes, but anatomy right now is one of your favorite classes or at the high school?
Yes, it is.
Tell me, what do you find that, that doesn't surprise me, but why is that of interest to you?
It's interesting just to learn about the whole body. Like, since I want to study dental, I'll be more towards the mouth, but with my swimming background, I get to learn about the muscular system and everything that goes into doing what I do every day, and I find that extremely interesting and valuable.
Gotcha. Now, the as far as the swimming, you're on the Beverly High swim team, and you're a captain of the team. Tell us about that, and maybe, you know, for our listeners, help us out on some of the events that you've had and some of the successes that you had, and I'll pick up a few things as well in just a moment. But go, just start and tell me some of the things that that you have done on the swim team.
Okay, so this year I was captain, and I mainly swam the 200 individual medley, which is every stroke in 8 laps, and then I swam the 100 freestyle as well, and I swam both of those events at NEC's sectionals and states, and I came in first in all of them. And then I was also part of 2 relays, so our 200 medley relay, and I swam the breaststroke leg, which is interesting because I don't normally swim breaststroke, but it was very fun and a different experience. And I was also part of the 400 freestyle relay, and our 200 medley relay at states tied the state record, so that was very exciting to be a part of something so big to go in history.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, overall, how did the team do at Beverly for swimming?
We came in second place at states, which is pretty good. We had 7 swimmers and 5 individual swimmers. Westford Academy came in first, and they had like 20 something, so it was very exciting to do so well with a small amount of people.
Now, you've been tabbed as for All-America consideration. Now, what does that mean?
Basically, there's qualifying times to get All-American consideration, and it's basically the top times in high school. I think it's top 100 for this year.
I got you. And now you're also, you know, it would not surprise anyone with your skills that you're a swim club member, which means you compete off of the high school season as well, which is going on, I take it, right now, or will be starting soon?
Yes, it's actually all year, so we never get a break.
That is dedication. Well, tell me about that and what's ahead for you on that front.
So we have YMCA Nationals at the beginning of April this year, so that'll be very exciting. And I'm swimming a couple different events, but I'm still swimming the 200 IM. So it should be fun to compete at the national level.
When did you start swimming? And I don't mean as a 2-year-old or a 1-year-old, but I mean, when did you really think that this is something for me? Was there some parental influence or friends, or what was it?
Yeah, so I'm a member of Corinthian Yacht Club, and there's club swimming in the summer, so it's just for fun. And when I was 5 years old, like, I was in swim lessons before then, but when I was 5, I got in the pool and competed for a half length, and I was very, very slow, but it was fun. And my mom and dad were both swimmers when they were younger. My mom was actually a 3-time captain at the University of Connecticut, so she got me into swimming, and my dad as well.
Well, they must have been appalled at those early results, huh?
They just wanted me to have fun, and they continued to push that. But yes.
Now, how much time do you, like, in the course of a week, would you spend in the water, so to speak?
Ooh, so 2 hours for a couple, let's see, 8 practices a week? 9.
9 hours a week. Okay.
Well, no. 9 practices times 2 hours. So
oh, okay.
18 hours.
18 hours. I thought 9 didn't seem a lot, but nine for one day would be a lot. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's now the other thing too is you're also on the strings orchestra at the high school. So tell me about that as well.
Yes. So I play the cello, and I started playing in fourth grade, and it's just something that I like to do for fun, and I'm part of the after-school program, which involves younger kids as well, so it's exciting to be involved in that.
Grade point average, 4.5, AP honors, honor society, AP courses, and so on. Tell me about what, let me just come back to the Brown, you're headed to Brown. What attracted you to Brown, first and foremost?
So I went on a couple of different recruiting trips. I went to Yale, Dartmouth, Brown, and University of Connecticut. And I was really drawn to Brown's open curriculum. So there's no required classes, and you basically have a lot of freedom with what you want to take. The environment, I went over for a 48-hour stay. And just the student environment was very welcome and friendly and just something that I really wanted to be a part of. And the team is definitely on the rise. So it's exciting to watch them swim now and all of their meets and that I get to swim with them next year.
And I was just going right there with my next question. You are swimming for Brown next year, so tell me more about that. I would think Ivy League swimming would be very competitive.
It definitely is. It was exciting to watch the Ivy League championships. I think the women's Ivy League championships next year will be at Brown, so it'll be fun swimming my first one in our home pool. And, yeah, so I committed in October. And, yeah, I really fell in love with the school, so that's why I chose it.
Gotcha. Well, anything else you want to share with us about the swimming or about the award itself, as a kind of a final closing question or comment?
Just that I'm very thankful and appreciative of giving the award and that swimming is definitely a huge part of my life, and I encourage everyone to be a part of it if they can.
And as the award, tries to amplify is the fact that academics and athletics go hand in hand, and you are a great example of that, Sarah. So, again, congratulations on all the success, and best of luck at Brown, and have a great spring season in swimming and summer as well.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Sarah Welch from Beverly High School, the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner for the month of February, right here on MSO News Sports.